German authorities want to make sure everything goes well during the World Cup, and they've made security a top priority. But it isn't just terrorism they're worried about. Soccer is often called the beautiful game, but in recent years it's been getting ugly. There's been a rise in racist and anti-Semitic incidents in Europe, and as NPR Sylvia Pajoli reports, that threatens to spoil the world's most popular sport.
In November 2004, Spain played England in Madrid's Bernabeu Stadium. The match degenerated when Spanish fans began taunting black players on the rival team. The monkey chants outraged the soccer world and triggered intense soul-searching. But it had little effect. There have been similar scenes elsewhere in Europe, in France, Eastern Europe, and Italy. Marc Zorro of the Ivory Coast, who plays for the Italian team Messina, was reduced to tears after being subjected to racist chants while playing against Inter Milan.
Nous, les joueurs blacks, nous sommes tous victimes de ces histoires à chaque fois que nous entrons sur le terrain ou pendant...
We black players are always the victims of this matter. Every time we walk onto the pitch or during the match, we are insulted. We hear monkey chants. We are called gorillas and all these things. I do not think this is right.
In recent years, large numbers of players from outside Europe have joined top European teams. Simon Cooper, sports writer for the Financial Times, says racism in European soccer reflects the radical changes mass immigration has brought to European societies.
Most of Europe never had much black or brown immigration, and so this is the first contact people have really had with people of different skin color. And so the taboos that in the United States or in Britain are largely ingrained against racism have never really been discussed in these countries.
Along with racism, another old demon has raised its head in European stadiums. There have been numerous anti-Semitic incidents, in particular in the Netherlands, Hungary, Spain, and Italy. Paddy Agnew is an Irish journalist who covers Italian soccer.
Well, you see swastikas, you see Viva Mussolini. We had things like a splendid banner at a Rome derby. The Lazio fans telling the Roma fans that Auschwitz was their home and the oven was really where they should be put.
The worst thing that happened wasn't the exposure of the banners. The worst was the public didn't react.
Leone Passerman is the leader of Rome's Jewish community.
The players didn't react and the referee didn't react. What was shocking really was the indifference of the general public.
As racist incidents multiplied over the last few years, UEFA and FIFA, the European and international bodies governing soccer, held conferences on how to eliminate the plague. In March, they agreed on several types of sanctions against racist and anti-Semitic incidents, including match suspensions, heavy fines and point reductions for teams, and stadium bans of at least 2 years for offending spectators. But Rob Hughes, sports writer for the International Herald Tribune, says sports authorities and teams can only do so much.
Society has, first of all, to recognize that it's not a football problem, it's a problem of society itself. And secondly, society then has to have the collective will to fund the depth of policing that you get in England.
England was able to root out racism in soccer thanks to a campaign by fan clubs. But Hughes says there were also severe punishments for offenders and teams, and some stadiums were turned into what he calls police states, with closed-circuit TV cameras on virtually everyone seated there.
What you can do is what England have done quite effectively. You can get it out of the stadiums, which is a start. But all you really do then is push it out onto the streets, and you get the same violence, the same hooliganism, the same racism on the streets of England that once you might have been able to siphon off in the stadiums.
As World Cup host, German authorities are on heightened alert. Stadium surveillance will be intense and police are working closely with authorities from neighboring countries to prevent violence. But they're facing a dilemma. As the country that spawned Hitler and Nazism, Germany must avoid heavy-handed repression. Yet it can't allow any glorification of the racism enshrined in its past ideology. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.